Neuro 2023, research bringing hope and optimism for the future. Neuro 2023, the PSP and CBD International Research Symposium, organised by PSPA and Cure PSP, saw 250 researchers from 20 countries around the world gather in London and online to share their latest PSP and CBD research findings. PSPA's Chief Executive Rebecca Packwood opened the first symposium since 2018 alongside Cure PSP's Executive Director and Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Christoph Diaz, and two jam-packed days followed, a historical perspective. Professor Anthony Lang from the University of Toronto kicked off the conference with a talk describing how PSP was discovered 60 years ago and how things have progressed over the years, including greater hope in biomarkers and trials. Inflammation and synapses, new targets for treatment. Dr. Maura Malpetti from the University of Cambridge described how she believes neuroinflammation is a potential biomarker and might be a good target for new drugs. She uses a brain imaging technique called in vivo PET, where a trace solution containing a molecule that sticks to particular brain cells is injected into the body and can be detected by the scan. Dr. Malpetti discovered high levels of inflammation in PSP and CBD, suggesting doctors could use neuroinflammation to measure disease progression. She has discovered inflammation markers called cytokines are higher in people with PSP, correlating with scan results showing inflammation is higher in the frontal lobe and brainstem. Professor James Rowe, also from Cambridge, talked about synapses, the gaps between nerve cells that are crucial for them to communicate with each other in disease. Synapses help toxic tau spread between cells and are related to cognitive deficit more than inflammation. Professor Rowe believes synapses may be important in treating PSP. He described how stopping synaptic damage and inflammation, key points in the cascade of events leading to declining quality of life in PSP and CBD, could stop the catastrophic nature of the condition. Scientists discovered 20 to 30% of synapses have been lost by the time someone is diagnosed with PSP or CBD. In PSP and CBD, patients lose more synapses in a year than people do in an adult lifetime. And this correlates with the clinical decline of a patient with particular effect on the brain's frontal lobe. Professor Rowe is now studying synaptic loss in post-mortem brain tissue. Neuropathologist Dr. Gabor Kovacs from the University of Toronto described novel approaches to tackle PSP. There are different types of PSP that affect people differently. He believes PSP frequency is higher in people over 80. He is looking at the molecular behaviour of tau in PSP patients of varying severity. He described how tau's properties help distinguish between different conditions, and 4R tau is more prone to spreading within the brain. Studying tau in detail. Tau expert Professor Karen Duff described her work studying the protein in Alzheimer's disease, PSP and Pick's disease. Depending on the disease, tau builds up in different places in the brain and can spread. Professor Duff is studying whether faults in exon 10 of the tau gene, which makes more 4R tau, causes clinical effects and how scientific outcomes such as nerve cell degeneration arise. Professor Duff will publish this shortly and also highlighted her new Lancet neurology paper summarising neuroinflammation in PSP and CBD. The audience heard how tau type is specific to the type of disease, how scientists are using it to develop new diagnostic tests, and the models they are using to study it, from the bench to clinical trials. Dr. David Vaughan from Queen Square Institute of Neurology in London is studying data from people with CBD taking part in the PROSPECT and CLEAR studies, and from the UK Brain Bank. Dr. Vaughan described patterns of symptoms in different disease categories and will study how genes are involved. Several talks were about drug discovery. Dr. Amy Rommel from the Rainwater Foundation described how researchers need new biomarkers, a central biobank of tissues and samples, and a central place for cell, tissue, and patient data. Dr. Rommel encouraged scientists to enter data into an open access platform for all researchers to use to progress drug discovery faster towards clinical trials. Researchers in industry and academia describe clinical trials for PSP and CBD and motor neuron disease, MND. Researcher Professor Nigel Lee shared his MND trial findings targeting neuroinflammation. Bringing lived experience to the fore. Lived experience and care kicked off day two. Dr. Stephanie Oskarson described Cure PSP's work to understand patient journeys and showed moving films from patients and family members at various stages of disease. They shared their experiences and told the research community and industry why studying PSP and CBD is so important. PSPA trustee Paul Innes talked about PSPA's new research strategy and how involvement of patients and their carers is embedded within it. PSPA's recent survey of people living with PSP and CBD revealed 60% of people were misdiagnosed initially. People want to take part in research but don't know how. How carers are crucial for people to take part and how people want to hear results. He described the elements of well-being needed for people living with PSP and CBD and their carers to live the best life they can. Ryo Nofumi talked about PROSPECT, about how they engage and inform patients. The study aims to speed up diagnosis, track disease progression, create a biobank of samples to use in research, and to create a clinical trial-ready group of people. Riona described how postmortems can sometimes reveal patients have been misdiagnosed. Dr. Jessine Respontek described her work mapping the clinical and emotional journey in PSP. Genes, biomarkers, and measuring prevalence. Much of the morning of the second day was dedicated to research studies, including PROSPECT. We were delighted to have HRH, the Duchess of Gloucester, join us to hear about the progress being made. Professor Hugh Morris from the Institute of Neurology showed how the PROSPECT study has confirmed PSP is more common than we thought. The Global Parkinson's Genetics Programme is collecting data from many different ethnic backgrounds, including people with PSP, CBD, and multiple system atrophy, MSA. His team have discovered a new genetic risk factor in people with Parkinson's disease of African ancestry that's not present in people from Europe. Dr. Diane Swallow presented the latest prevalence data for PSP and CBD in Scotland. Dr. Ed Jabari described his work to discover a new way to diagnose PSP by measuring a protein called LRRK2. He is now exploring whether this test could help to spot disease changes earlier. Prize-winning posters. Friday afternoon saw poster presentation, including large-scale genetic studies, tau studies and synapse density in CBD that indicate CBD patients may need different treatments. Congratulations to Dr. Nagin Holland and Dr. Ivan Martinez Valbuena, who were awarded joint best poster by the judges. Excellent clinical care. Neurologist Dr. Boyd Gosh and Professor Larry Golby talked about care for people with PSP and CBD in the UK and the US. UK-based Dr. Gosh described how care for people with PSP and CBD matters. Patients and their carers have a poor quality of life, and carer quality of life deteriorates as patients with PSP and CBD decline. The economic cost of PSP is higher than many other conditions. The total cost to the UK NHS annually for PSP patients was £195 million in 2011, £78 million of those being inpatient costs. These huge costs correlate with other countries and cost increases as patients progress. There are no NICE guidelines that tell doctors how to care for people with PSP and CBD. This means nothing is statutory, just guidance, and without evidence for what works for PSP and CBD. It's very hard to convince NHS managers to provide new initiatives. He proposed a care model that spans earlier diagnosis, early management, complex management, and palliative care. International insights. Friday afternoon brought talks from Barcelona, India, and Malaysia. Dr. Yaroslav Komta is investigating proteins present in cerebrospinal fluid from the Barcelona PSP registry. Dr. Prashanth Lingappa Kukle described the Parkinson's Research Alliance of India, while Dr. Shen Yang Lim described PSP research in Malaysia and ethnic differences, as well as differing cultural attitudes to research. Malaysia doesn't have a brain bank for cultural and religious reasons. Early diagnosis. Professor Irene Litvin from the University of California highlighted how we need to speed up biomarker research and drive forward new treatments for PSP and CBD. By the time people see specialists, they can be advanced and have missed the window to take part in clinical trials. Professor Jonathan Roray from UCL Queen Square Institute of Neurology in London is using computer modelling to model disease progression. He showed some amazing images of how PSP and CBD spreads across the brain and how it correlates with the PSP rating scale doctors use. He believes modelling could accurately stage and subtype people, screen people for eligibility for clinical trials, and track disease progression. Wrapping up a fantastic conference. Dr. Christoph Dias closed the conference by showing an extremely moving video featuring people with PSP and their carers, calling on the research community to find treatments, and a plea for researchers to join Cure PSP and the Rossi PSP Centre for a PSP and CBD conference in Toronto, 24th to 25th of October, 2024.